Station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Tell you about my best friend. She's a warm-hearted Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Devil Mayweather, East Vanity Parlor, East Van Graphics, F is in Frank, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Texts, RX Comics, The Rag Machine, The Wallflower Modern Diner, True Value Vintage, I Found Gallery, and Woo Vintage Clothing. What would we do without our friends?
UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
FM. This is Fresh Slice. Fresh Slice. With Chrissy P. And it's going to be playing. Enjoy. Enjoy. Enjoy.
Very tall man, an educated man, had his hair grown, taking up place in the gardens. We went to find him, to find a thing. He's drawing laps in the garden, has a name, has a woman's face in his walking. There was a no in the nightshade, a very tall man, an educated man, had his hair groomed, what was he up to? What was he up to? Oh, a very tall man. Lover has his keys and his knuckles. Women know, women always know what you're up to. A woman's face has a woman's face and is walking all the women's faces from the neighborhood. I've got teeth and I've got patience. I've got feelings that I'm not facing. Police can't find you. I'm not waiting for a very tall man. Whoa. For a very tall man. Whoa. Garden has a name, has a woman's face and his walking.
Hello. My zip's undone, zip's but it don't undone. Matter because you're not watching me. That last song is called Instinct. Instinct, and it's about hunting down men that hunt down women.
So starting it off really heavy.
Thank you.
to fall in love with everything. Anyone who passes by, any kind of field blossoms or sounds whistling across the sky. I fall in love with everything. Each and every emotion, I fall in love with everything, but no things notice my deep care and devotion. Each and every emotion. Strangers who think maybe I am crazy in wide open public places. I fall so hard, I cry for no reason, or I am for hours till I have to sleep, or I'll die, I swear I'll die. I'm never hungry like I used to be, now never satisfied with anything. But I fall in love with everything, unless it's cloudy with the chance of rain. With everything, but no things notice my deep care and devotion. Each and every emotion, I fall in love with everything, but no things notice my deep care and devotion. Each and every emotion. Spirits and melancholic thoughts. Everything, but no things notice my deep care and devotion. Each and every emotion, I fall in love. Everything, but no things notice my deep care and devotion. Each and every emotion.
Yo, Ma, if you're out there, we're broadcasting on Facebook. I'm ready. It's been weird though, I'm so comfortable.
just let me try. Sink your teeth in and imprison me. But I die before you take your fight. Post my heart and hope to keep alive. Hope to keep alive. Hope to keep alive. Yeah.
Playing live is so much easier when you're not twisted on beers. That feel when you play in the daytime and you're not twisted.
Sometimes I gotta test out.
You like raves?
Just kidding.
Catch me on the DF. Later, guys. Now, if you know how to step touch, feel free to join us.
Thank you.
pretty cool. Well, shit, well, looks like we're up to our last song there, bud. This tune's called Easy.
This song we made a video to, which will be coming out in 2017.
We made it in America. Thanks for having us, CITR. If anyone is going back to Vancouver this afternoon and would like to give us a ride, that would be really great. The Evo was probably expensive.
We're going to stick around for a little bit and do some chatting, so you can stay for that, too.
Thank you.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender nonconforming, non-binary, and gender fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
So, thank you.
See you then.
FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam people. You are tuned into Fresh Slice, the weekly show from 1 to 2. And we're really lucky today. We have guest Moo in the studio. Would you guys introduce yourselves, please?
My name is Francesca, aka Frank,
and I am Brittany.
All right, that was such a rad set.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was very excited to see what a performance for Moo would be like if it wasn't. What costumes you were going to wear.
You're seeing behind the veil. Yeah. We're not doing anything today.
We thought we were just like, no costume today. It's weird. Yeah. There's no fog machine. There's no purple lights.
Yeah.
There's no stump. Yeah. It's weird for us.
It's just all jeans.
Yeah. It's all mom jeans over here.
That's rad. It was super fun. I'm so excited to talk with you guys. Moo just put out, or in February, put out their debut album, 2, but maybe that seems like a while ago for you guys now.
Mm, yes, it does, very far away.
Yeah, we're ready to move on. Yeah. That's all I can say at this point, we're ready to move on. We've been playing the same songs for the last year, so. Switching it up. Well, we played 2 new ones today, so.
Yeah,
that's cool. Nice.
Is it a sneak peek at anything? Do you guys have something in the works?
God, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're kind of thinking about what we're going to do over the next year and deciding if we're going to jump into another album or if we're going to do singles or what we're going to do. We have some stuff prepared that it's just like you got to sit on it for a little while to decide what you want to do with it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, no. Totally.
But yeah, we are definitely writing and have new songs.
And
the first and last song were new songs, actually. Mm-hmm.
The last song that we played, we made a really great video for when we were on tour in America, which was wild as hell, and it's gonna be wild as hell.
Yeah, no, music videos are like kind of your thing. Yeah. Like the market cornered.
Well, we were stupid. We were like, oh yeah, we're gonna shoot this music video while we're on tour, while we do 8 shows in 12 days, and then
that wasn't stupid.
We basically, well, I stayed and make it for like 12 days straight. Like, we were stopping at truck stops and like all over the place, and it was kind of hectic, but it was super worth it.
Yeah, play a show, get in a costume, a second costume.
Yeah.
Film, sleep at some person's house on the floor for like a few hours, get up early. Drive to a city, get ready in the car,
yeah.
Jump out at any beautiful spot, film a music video, play a show.
Or like, oh, there's a beautiful spot coming up really soon. Guys, get in makeup. And it's like, ah, no. By the end of it, we were like,
I hate you.
We hated our videographer. We're just like, dude, he made such a great video, though. So it was kind of worth it. Like, we just looked at the footage for the first time since we were on tour a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And...
Shout out to JoJo.
It must be epic. Like, how many locations?
All down
the coast. Many.
Yeah.
That is intense. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fandangled that Grant Many hard.
We did some kind of urban stuff. We did downtown LA, Seattle. We did every city that we went to, and then we also did like Big Sur.
Big Sur.
And
old growth forests.
Yeah.
Every dang ting.
Would you, yeah, is that like a real treat, the music video process usually? Like, does it feel quite different from the performance aspect?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I love it.
It's so fun. It's so hard, but it's so fun.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of like, are you like, that's my bet, include that shot in,
oh,
or
hell
else?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah, of course.
We're like, sit down. We're like, that's my diva moment.
Yeah, no. That's exactly what we did the other day when we were going through the footage. We were looking at the, you know, each day and picking out the best of the stuff. And
you look so good there, girl.
Oh, my God. Your hair looks fucking amazing there. You're so cute. Sorry, it's war.
We're scared. Sorry.
But, yeah, so we definitely are got our little paws in there when it comes to editing. Oh, no one likes to, I don't know, like, if you spend all this time, like, working on it and, like, being there, you want to, like, be happy with the footage. So, yeah, you gotta get your hands in there.
Yeah, yeah, even though, like, towards the end we were, like, super dirty and gross, we actually looked more fabulous as the tour came to an end.
It's called dry shampoo.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, I want to talk about the Running Up the Hill video that you guys, or not the video, but the song that you guys did. It's a cover of a Kate Bush song that mm-hmm. is amazing.
You were about to say it's fire, were you?
No. But
it was super lit, right?
You guys are putting words in my mouth. The song is awesome. And can you guys tell me the story about, like, why you did that cover?
Well, it's a long story.
We did it to get money.
we wanted to, like, get into this contest here where you can win $5,000 for a cover song. And we were like, oh, man, we can do this.
In
no
the bag.
Problem. In the bag. And then first we did, what did we do?
We did Dreams.
Dreams. Oh,
it
man.
Had to be a 70s or 80s song.
Okay, yeah. So that was a Fleetwood Mode Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we found out someone...
2 days before the song was due, we found out someone else did it the month before.
And we were like, you frick. And so we were like, well, obviously Kate Bush is like, it makes sense for us. We love her. And also, such a great song. Like,
it was a total hit.
We were like, yeah, this is a hit. And to us, it is a hit. Like, frick, it was a hit. But this radio station that was... that does the... that judges it and decides. They thought that it was
too avant-garde.
Yeah, too
what?
Avant-garde.
Yeah. No way.
Like, no, it's not. Oh, but anyway, Kate Bush is too off the radar for us to win that song. Apparently they really liked it, but anyway, so we were sitting on the thing.
It didn't give us 5G, so.
It wasn't $5,000 good, but it was like good enough for like a nod, and then we had this song, and then we were like, oh, let's just put this thing out. Like, it's actually really good. We should just put it out.
Gets me hype.
Yeah. And then people really liked it.
So we win.
It has like 14,000 plays right now. That's not bad.
I think.
Is that a record? Is
no.
that like...
No.
No, we got more.
We got more on Spotify.
No money, though.
Thanks to H&M.
God. What?
Shout out to H&M for not giving
me actually, shout out to H&M for being the biggest dicks ever. I'm just going to tell you a story actually right now. Since you asked, our Spotify
is
has like lots of plays and whatever. And we
that
got
seems
this,
good.
Yeah, it's good. It was good. Like, but I think part of it is because we were on the H&M in-store playlist. Mm. Funny thing, we got asked by their experiential brand manager, would you like to be on, you know, they asked us and we said, okay, well, like, can we talk about maybe getting some money? Like, maybe we'll talk about that. I don't know. It depends. Right. And then we heard nothing back from them after a while. And then a few months later, I was looking at, you know, like, where are we online getting our digital, like, it just seeing where we like went online or whatever. And we're like, we've been on the H&M in-store Spotify playlist for like 6 months at that point. And I was like, oh, okay. Oh, that's your little loophole. You don't have to pay your artists that you play in your stores because you're just paying your Spotify premium.
No.
And, yeah, and then they make their own playlist and then they play it. And it's just like, oh, my God. Well, joke's on me. But, yeah.
Fans. You have fun shopping to that tune, people.
Rude.
That's insane.
Yeah, anyway.
So. Well, okay, back to Kate Bush.
Moving on.
Was that, like, a strategic choice? You guys said, like, in honor of the queen.
Hell yeah.
Just wondering, like,
well, yeah, she's the best. So it was
like, I don't know, it just made sense for us because we really love her music and we draw a lot of inspiration from Kate Bush, and I think a lot of women who do similar things to us should be like, you're the queen, like, because you are the queen, Kate Bush. Hopefully you don't get mad that we covered your song or whatever.
I had a dream that she listened to it and then she was like, that was so good, and I was like, woke up crying basically.
Does she live in a castle or something?
I don't know.
No, that's Enya, never mind. Enya lives in a castle in the clouds.
If only. Enya is the best karaoke songs, by the way.
Oh yeah, that would
be
easy.
My signature.
Sorry, we're feeling kind of silly today.
We're sassy as heck.
Yeah. Sorry. No, that's awesome. Okay, well, I was going to ask you guys what your top albums or like best, most or memorable
fave.
Albums of the year. Cause
fave album?
That time of year.
My fave album is...
Of 2016?
Man, my fave album of 2016, I think, and I might be wrong because I was just asking before, I was like, what came out in 2016? But I really love My Woman by Angel Olsen.
Yeah.
It's too good. It's got too many hits on it. It's like perfect for vocal warming up, and yeah.
I woke up with one of her songs stuck in my head today.
Yeah.
On that album.
Never Be Mine is like... such a song.
Britney's theme song.
Like, dude, that's my theme song. Also, I wish I wrote that song.
Yeah, that's when you know.
I love wish I wrote that. Just like how long they are. Like,
yeah.
She's like, yeah, this song can be 8 minutes long because it's that good.
Yeah.
And then she just.
So dope.
It's
yeah.
really dope.
So different from her other stuff. It's produced so differently. And I think it actually. Like, you know, when someone, like, obviously uses a producer, I don't know who the producer was on it, but I would bet $100 million that it wasn't self-produced. Let's just say that. But when someone gets an album produced and then it's, like, different, and but it's different in a bad way and it doesn't, like, lend anything to what they do, you know what I mean? Because the other Angel Olsen albums are so different and, like, dark. And this one was dark in, like, a good way, and like, but also kind of poppy in a good way, you know?
Yeah, it's so much less folky than her other stuff. And
totally.
It's such a different direction for her as an artist that you must, I don't know. I think it seems really hard to branch out when you've been so successful at your thing, which is like folk for Angel Olsen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
True,
yeah.
But she can do anything, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, she did it.
Yeah.
Anyone can do anything they want.
You can do
live
it.
Your dreams.
Yeah.
Are you like, namaste.
Whenever people ask me what my favorite music is, as soon as the words leave their mouth, I'm like, I don't listen to music.
She says
know.
Young Thug.
I really like A Seat at the Table by Solange, though. I listen to that so, so much in the past couple months. And Cranes in the Sky is like one of my all-time favorite songs of life in all of time.
I always put that album on because, like, it's amazing. I always put that album on and I'm like, oh, I just need to listen to this, like, one song and, like, get it out of my system. But her, like, transitions throughout the songs are so catchy that you're like, oh.
Yeah, they just grab you by the hand. She's like, hey, come with me to Solange Land.
The videos are so good, too. Yeah.
My goodness. I haven't watched them.
Oh.
Her husband directs them. And it's
and
like
her mom makes the costumes.
And it's beautiful actually because she's so angelic in the videos, and you can tell that someone, I don't know, for me, you can kind of tell that someone loves her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The way that they film her, it's so so awesome. Yeah, it's really nice.
That's rad. Yeah, Pitchfork rated her number one album of the year, and I agree, like, for once.
Mm-hmm.
That It was so good.
Yeah. Just what the world needed, I think.
God, 2016 sucked.
It did suck. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to put it behind us.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling. I'm like, I'm out of here, man.
A lot of terrible things happened in 2016 for us. I feel like it was a rough year for me. It was weirdly, Brittany and I's personal lives often will, like, coincide. Like, we've been going through, like, the same, like, relationship thing the entire time we've known each other. Like,
yeah.
And, which I guess is really great for
working your music. With songwriting. Yeah.
Like,
but it's kind of bad because you're like, oh, you just broke up. Oh, fuck, I'm going to break up soon. Yeah,
seriously, I've actually thought those thoughts without saying them out loud. I mean, before, we're always on the same
yeah,
tip.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then I got hit by a car the day before our album came out. That really sucked.
Yeah.
Lots of bad things.
Yeah, lots of struggle. And also just, like, lots of death and fucking shit going down. You know what I mean? Like, world just sucked in 2016. And like you said, yeah, that album actually is totally what people needed.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, did Frank Ocean's album came out?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Obviously, okay, well, wait. That's why. Rewind.
That we listened to, like, constantly on our tour. Constantly.
Yeah, obviously.
It was the only album we put, like, because the van that we got, you could actually put drop music into it through USB, like Space Car.
Yeah.
The only album that we could, like,
hand me a dumb dirty dancing by myself. Gotcha.
We put that album on there, and it was like, whew.
Every single day driving. Yeah.
Oh, too good. I liked that new Dantword mixtape, too.
Oh, yeah, that was really fun. I mean, it's not, like, necessarily groundbreaking, but we did enjoy that as well.
I thought it was awesomely produced.
Yeah, very cool.
Didn't they split, and it's, like, just one of the artists now, or are they still a duo?
No, I think they're still together. I think they're just not doing Dantword anymore.
Mm.
I don't know.
They have a beautiful child together and a really weird life. Their Instagram is so interesting to watch.
Their music videos are, like, pretty wild as well. They're big productions. Okay, well, I was also going to ask, I guess, just how audiences can listen to your music or find your music. But maybe that's irrelevant now that we've gone through the Spotify debacle. That is the H&M.
Get us up on squishing Spotify.
You can find
us pretty much anywhere. I think Spotify, SoundCloud, Bandcamp.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Most of our stuff is, like, Sounds of Moo, so it's kind of hard to find.
If you Google M-U, Moo, which is just a goddamn nightmare. So all of our stuff, is at Sounds of Moo.
So soundcloud.com/soundsofmoo. soundsofmoo.bandcamp.com.
Instagram.com/soundsofmoo.
Yeah.
A special fun fact about this whole performance was that Francesca and Brittany live streamed it from their Facebook page. Which is hi. Yeah.
We're still here. There's people freaking commenting, hey, bud.
So technology has truly jumped forward today.
Yeah.
I would say,
for me. Also, this new studio is so schwank.
Yeah. We're blessed. Yeah. This is the perfect back setting for a Facebook live stream. I would say.
Cool.
Does Moo have anything? When should we expect the video? 2016?
I don't know. We were just talking about it.
Maybe February?
Yeah, maybe as like a one full year later. Who knows? I don't know. We got to figure that out.
Basically, we're slowly becoming a pop punk band. So. Nice. We just don't really care about being the best producers in the world, and we just want to play power chords.
Well, the funny thing is that, like, all of our last album was, like, we focused so much on production that
impeccable.
Now I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, I just want, like, four tracks and guitar and, like, you know, to sing.
And a great song.
And some good hooks. Yeah,
exactly.
When you say just four tracks, are you talking about, I don't know very much about, like, synth
just like
or, like, auto.
Vocals, guitar. Drums.
Bass. Right now, bass. There's just way more. How many would...
Each song...
86 tracks of, like, random
sound
stuff.
Design, like, blah, 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 like...
A sample of us dropping a rock and laughing pitched up and put through a sequencer.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And I mean, like, that's fun to do for album stuff, but right now it's just kind of nice to play these songs and yeah.
Yeah, you're such dedicated performers. Like, the performance is such a huge and involving thing that it seems like you can, like, focus on that a little bit more.
We always treat each little project as its own little project, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got an album, and it's, like, it's never going to be any different than, like, it's never going to be, sorry, exactly the same as what it is on that album. And so then you got to, like, figure out live, and live is its own little thing. Like, what are we going to do here, and what are we going to do with our performance, and whatever. A video is the same way. And it's like, yeah, it's a lot of work. We can cut corners in little areas, yeah. Can't we?
Now that we've done the hard way, we can do the easy way better.
Yeah.
To put it simply.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on. You're welcome to come to CITR and perform anytime.
Okay.
Especially on Freshness. And I think we have to give up the hour for Radio Zero, which is on next.
Oh, cool. Our friends are here.
Hey, there they are.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we know those guys. Sam came to my house last night.
All right.
So I'll just play a song. This is a song by Sorry Girls. It's called The Game.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Love you.
We killed them.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
People, let me tell you about my best.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano.